Tributes to former President Reagan came in today from world leaders. Among them was Mr. Reagan's Cold War adversary, former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev. Speaking of himself and President Reagan, Gorbachev said their role in history was unique to carry forward and finish what they had started, namely to end the Cold War. Gorbachev said of former President Reagan, he set a goal for himself, making a mark on history, and not just for the sake of being in history books. Eventually, Gorbachev heeded President Reagan's call. The Soviet leader allowed the peoples of Europe to bring down the walls that divided Berlin and the continent. Germany's former chancellor, Helmut Kohl, stood with Ronald Reagan when he urged Gorbachev to tear down this wall. Today, Kohl said, Germans have much to thank Ronald Reagan for. His consistent championing of freedom contributed decisively to overcoming the division of Europe and Germany, the chancellor said. Those sentiments were echoed by Lech Wałęsa, the former trade union leader who did more than anyone to bring about the collapse of communist rule in Poland. Wałęsa said, when I heard of President Reagan's death, as a Christian, I prayed for him. As a politician, I recalled the important role he had played in the overthrow of world communism. And former President Clinton had this to say.
He was fun to be with. He liked to talk. He liked to tell stories. And he was an inveterate optimist. In private, he was just as optimistic as he was in public. And I think that's one of the things Americans will always remember about him, that he never lost his sense of believing that we could do better.
Today, the woman who served as chief of staff for former President Ronald Reagan briefed reporters on funeral arrangements. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco was at that briefing at the funeral home in Santa Monica, and she joins us now by telephone. First of all, Mandalit, could you give us a rundown on those arrangements? I understand people will be able to pay their respects on both coasts.
That's right. Joanne Drake, who worked with Ronald Reagan for 20 years, says he was a man of the people, so it was important to give his public a chance to honor him. So Reagan is going to have his full state funeral, a tradition that dates back to the passing of Abraham Lincoln. This week, his remains will be taken to the Reagan Library in Simi Valley until Wednesday. Then his body will be flown to Washington, D.C., and he'll have a formal funeral procession. His remains will be taken by motorcade to the U.S. Capitol, and he'll again be lying in state for the public. On Friday, there will be a national funeral service at the National Cathedral. His remains will return to California on Friday for a private burial at the library. Officials say Reagan will be buried on the rolling hills with an ocean view at the Reagan Library.
I understand that people are bringing little mementos to the funeral home in Santa Monica, creating one of those street shrines for the president. Can you tell us what that's like?
Sure. Hundreds of people have been streaming by the funeral chapel here in Santa Monica, leaving American flags and flowers and jelly beans. There's even a sign that reads, God bless the Gipper.
NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reporting from Santa Monica in California. Mandalit, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Linda.